But I had one experience on Bransfield. I lost the tent. It is bad weather out there. You're in the cloud very often, and in the cloud, you can't see any detail. I was on outside man. I went out to feed the dogs, and having fed them, I then went to the toilet, and I'd lost the tent completely. Luckily, by then, I knew how you could make the dogs howl. So I worked my way upwind and howled, which I hoped would set the dogs off, like, ow! And then I went downwind and I picked up the sound of the dogs so I could go back upwind to the dogs, and then I found the tent.
I presume you had to start building these huts, did you?
Yes, very simple and straightforward. And they built 12 blocks of concrete, cement fondue, so that they could use seawater, and then put the floor. And then somebody had the brilliant idea that instead of building and then putting the stove in, it was one of these agar cookers. We'd put the agar stove on the floor before we put the walls up. It was much easier. And then we built the walls, put the roof on, and as soon as the roof was on, the ship went.
What was he like, the hut?
Oh, very basic. The floor was a one sheet of roofing felt and 3/4 inch of wood. So in the winter, when it got cold, if you spilt water on the floor, it froze. And we used to sit on the backs of the chairs and have our feet here because it was cold on the floor. But in the top bunks, you didn't need blankets. The layout in the hut, there was an entrance hall, and at the end of that, the design was a toilet. But we changed that. We used that area as a dark room, and we had a little part of the entrance hall curtained off for a toilet. And then the main room was with the stove and a table and 6 bunks around it. So it was basic but adequate.